Yesterday on our blog, we started with a post about raw milk and ended with an argument about name-calling and farm animals. Here with the scorecard is our web editor, Laura Conaway. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, okay.
We did start out yesterday with this post about raw milk, where when Roosevelt and Dan Pashman went to this farm. Did you guys see the pictures?
I did. Yeah, I love that one of Wynn looking all urban.
Wynn, our video producer, born and bred in New York. Dan Pashman, our producer who loves food of all kinds.
Yeah, and they're hanging out with the cows. And we sort of kept with a theme then. Allison, you opened a thread about Oliver Stone's new movie, W?
Yes, that would not seem to be a farm animal theme, but it turned out to be one. We were talking about Condoleezza Rice being tapped to play, Thandie Newton being tapped to play Condoleezza Rice in Oliver Stone's new movie. So we just threw up a thread saying, okay, they haven't cast Donald Rumsfeld or Karl Rove or Dick Cheney. Who do you think?
Right. So, and we got two or three answers back about it.
Funny ones. Moore's was great.
Yeah, Jude Law would play Karl Rove. Donald Rumsfeld would be played by George Clooney, and so on.
Dick Cheney and Daniel Craig. If you're going with the idea that Condoleezza Rice is played by the gorgeous Thandie Newton.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're going to give the part of W himself to Keanu Reeves. Mara says, does she pay $8 for that?
She's a panic.
So far so good. Everything's going great. And then we took this hard left into what I guess you might call gender politics. I'm not sure exactly. Matthew Scallon, who hangs around on our blog quite a bit, said, never mind this W movie, just forget about it. He wanted to talk about our lighthearted handling of the story about this woman who was accused of stabbing her
husband.
Did you
read this, Rachel? He called us names.
Over hot dogs.
Yes.
He wrote, have you stopped laughing yet, Allison and Rachel, or have they given you more material? It's because of chauvinist sows like you that make it so difficult
Rachel's face.
For male victims of domestic violence to come forward.
Wow. Sows, that's not very nice.
No. Greg replied,
Matthew Scallon and righteous indignation go together like chocolate and peanut butter. Oh, this is getting a little nasty.
I know, Stuart said, and if you think somehow it makes them okay to call them sows, that pretty much says it all about your argument, Matthew.
So, Allison, at some point, you came into
this. I actually dove into this, I have to admit. I just said, well, of course domestic abuse is not funny, and perhaps we could have this conversation and not call names.
And not call names, exactly. So, one of the things you have to know, a little subtext here, is that Matthew Scallon and this guy Stuart have been going back and forth on the blog for quite a little spell.
I recognize both names, yes.
It has something to do with overpopulation and whether, by deciding not to have a whole lot of kids, you're basically exercising liberal racist bias. Hmm. Anyway, so it goes on back and forth like this for a little while. Matthew gets the last word. I'll just read it. It says, Dear Stuart, I did have a pang of conscience, but then I thought, no, a sow is a female pig. Chauvinist pig is a completely acceptable term for someone with sexist leanings. And finally, is there another species of the mammalian family more preferable? I could finish that thought, but I prefer not to call women that word, no matter how sexist they might be.
So, Rachel, you're a sexist. I just thought I let you know that.
What do you guys think about it? Is the sow ring harder on the ear than pig? I mean, if someone had come in and said, oh, that person is a chauvinist pig, does that ring harder?
They're equally egregious. I can't decide which is worse, pig or sow. I don't want to be called either, frankly.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't mind engaging in the debate, though. You know, I'll talk about whether or not we should, talk about women who are fighting with their husbands about hot dogs and domestic violence. But I think that's taken a little too low. No name calling, please.
All right, so we're going to leave this one behind. I also picked up a blog post today about Improv Everywhere. They're the group. They sort of organize public pranks.
Sure.
And they pranked a Little League game in Hermosa Beach, California. This guy, Merge Cross, a Twitter friend from Hawaii, actually sent it over. I'd be interested to see what you guys think about it.
You going to put it up?
It's up.
All right, it's up already. The woman works fast. Her name's Laura Conaway. She edits our website and the blog. You can find all of that at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP.
That does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stuart. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.